A breakup. Copyright Mistosoft 2025. There has been a breakup. The friend wants to love the couple. The fact is the friend feels everything is a matter of terms. They just need to come to terms and it would be okay. The woman in the breakup does not come to terms. She comes to emotional satisfaction. Emotional satisfaction will not solve the differences verbally and emotionally of the partner in the breakup. They try for hours with her on terms. She even says the words. Deep down she is emotional and word-based understanding cannot happen. Dash. In the aftermath of a breakup, emotions swirled like a storm, leaving Rachel and Bill struggling to find their footing. The fractures in their relationship were raw and jagged, yet a thread of connection still lingered between them. Watching from the sidelines was Michael, their mutual friend, whose heart ached to see them at odds. Michael wished not only to love them individually but also to see them reunited as a couple, whole and harmonious. To Michael, the solution seemed crystal clear. Everything, he believed, came down to terms. Agreements, compromises, logical understandings, surely these could pave the way to resolution. If Rachel and Bill could come to terms with each other, align their expectations, and articulate their conflicts in a rational way, the bond could be mended. Or so Michael thought. But Rachel's heart sought something different. To her, terms were cold, impersonal, and insufficient. She longed for emotional satisfaction, a solace that words alone could not provide. For Rachel, closure was not about agreements on paper, it was about feelings acknowledged and soothed. Bill, meanwhile, clung to his own approach. He tried to meet Rachel halfway, spending hours with her in heartfelt discussions. He sought to map out the terms they could agree upon. Occasionally, Rachel mirrored his words, giving a surface-level appearance of understanding, but deep inside, Bill sensed her hesitation. Her emotional needs, he realized, ran far deeper than his logical solutions could reach. Michael, watching them both, felt torn. He loved them both deeply and believed in their potential to heal. Yet he began to see the chasm widening before him. Rachel, rooted in her need for emotional sanctuary, could not fully embrace the structured clarity Bill offered. Bill, for his part, could not navigate the intangible emotional realm Rachel occupied. Michael's hope for reconciliation was tested, as he realized that sometimes love cannot bridge such fundamentally different ways of being. In the end, resolution remained elusive. Rachel found comfort only in emotional resonance, while Bill sought solace in rational understanding. And Michael, ever the hopeful friend, was left with the bittersweet understanding that love, while boundless, is sometimes constrained by irreconcilable terms. Dash.